Hello, and welcome to your daily briefing, May the 28th, 2017. Let us pray. We thank you, Father, that you continue to lead us in the path of righteousness, giving us an opportunity to see the things that are before us so that we might be prepared for the time to come. We ask today that you would continue to strengthen us so that we might stand with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, one of the interesting events concerning the present administration in charge of the country is a number of leaks that have been coming out of the White House. It doesn't seem as if there is anything that is precious. And there are many, many theories concerning this. There is one theory that I came across upon the website of Breitbart. And if you remember, Breitbart was the website, or is the website, of Steve Bannon, who is now the counselor for President Trump. He's the leader, one of the leaders of the alt-right movement. And, of course, alt-right here means extremist right, far right. But his website has an article that was published on February the 7th, 2017. And the article was written by John Hayward. Now, remember, I'm reading from Breitbart's website. The name of the article is Insiders, Obama Holdover Shadow Government Plotting to Undermine Trump. Of course, I'm sure you've heard that before, but here's what a little bit of the article, what it says. It says, several intelligence insiders have come forward over the past few days to describe a shadow government of Obama holdovers leaking information to derail the Trump presidency, with National Security Advisor Mike Flynn's resignation their first great success. Now, of course, if you read this article, you'll get the impression that Mike Flynn has done absolutely nothing. And, of course, you've got based on the level of the article here, they say that these Obama holdovers are a shadow government, meaning there are some people in there who are on Obama's side. It doesn't take you very long to remember that during the Obama presidency, he found himself unable to get the cooperation of any of the Senate or the House to do very much. So it's rather interesting that now that he has left, there can be a group who wants to have a shadow government that he has. The article continues, there are even allegations that former President Barack Obama himself is actively involved, citing his establishment of a command center in Washington and continuing involvement with activist organizations. And, of course, if you read the article, you'll see that his motivation here is apparently to keep in place the things that he has put in place, like the deal with Iran, the nuclear deal with Iran, and, of course, the Affordable Care Act. I'm sure that it is pretty obvious, however, if that's his goal, he's not having a very successful go at it, because ever since the Republicans have taken charge, they have been working definitively to do one thing and one thing only, and that is to repeal the Affordable Care Act. And, of course, they don't need any other Democrats to do that because they have a majority in the House, they have a majority in the Senate, and they have the White House itself. So there really isn't any need for any shadow organization in order to object to their moving or, for that matter, failure to move. But, of course, that is the excuse that is being given here by Breitbart. There is another article on The Hill website And it's written by Judd Gregg, which I think comes a little closer to what the facts of the matter might be. Now, the article on the Hill website is entitled Trump and the Chaos Theory, published on May the 22nd, 2017. The writer of that article is Judd Gregg. The name of the article, again, is Trump and the Chaos Theory. Of course, before I read the article, let me give you a definition of what the Chaos Theory is. The Chaos Theory is a part of a mathematical theory. It looks at certain systems that are very sensitive. Basically, what the Chaos Theory proposes is that a very small change may make the system behave completely differently. And you see that if you drop a pebble into a pool, it begins a ripple across the pool, and as you look at the ripples as they go further and further away, they become larger and more expansive. In years gone by, those who were trying to change governments, they used a similarity to something called the chaos theory. They would start trouble over in one place, and it would ricochet across the nation. And so the term chaos theory is not just a mathematical term, but it has been used quite often in the starting of revolutions, in the starting of the removal of governments, etc., and that sort of thing. Now, the article in The Hill, Trump and the Chaos Theory, written by Judd Gregg, says this: the chaos theory of mathematics, to the extent I understand it, in essence holds that a small event can lead to many really big events. The same idea applies to politics. It's the seemingly little things that come back to hit you in the side of the head hard that create political chaos. When President Trump told Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak and former Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov that we had intelligence that could help both countries fight the Islamic State, he may have felt he was simply making a small offering. It may have been part of an attempt to open the door to greater cooperation for the fight against Islamic fundamentalism. It was classified information that he thought could be used to gain some trust from the Russians and show the sincerity of his desire to cooperate. Maybe he gave it little thought. It may have been a spur of the moment add-on to the discussion, since it appears his aides did not know he was going to disclose it. To the extent that he had thought about it at all, he would have viewed it as a small item in a bigger move to get participation from the Russians. It was not. The implications of his disclosure have grown and have led to many directions, none of which are good for him or his administration. In short, the chaos theory has struck. When the president sent his letter firing FBI Director James Comey, it included a sentence claiming Comey had stated three times that Trump was not a target of the Russian investigation. The sentence most likely came directly from the president. It was a classic example of personal hubris. Perhaps he saw it as a simple but necessary statement of fact, a passing line meant to make the point that he was not in the crosshairs. But it did not play out that way. Numerous avenues of conspiracy have been spun off it. The national media and many Democrats have made it one of the linchpins of their case that there is much more here than meets the eye. The chaos theory strikes again. Now there is thrown into the mix the possibility that Comey took extensive notes of his meetings with the president, included at a private dinner. It is alleged, it seemed by fairly strong sources, that there is a memo describing how the president asked Comey to give the former National Security Advisor, retired General Michael Flynn, a break and possibly drop his investigation of him. He's a good guy, is the reasoning ascribed to the president. If this occurred, it is serious. But did the president even consider the implications of such a request at the time? Or was it a simple hope for a friend stated at a quiet dinner? It really doesn't matter if it occurred. The number of mushrooming theories about this alleged exchange, all of them damaging for the administration, is growing day by day. The chaos theory strikes a third time. And, you know, as you read the article, you realize that Judd Gregg is making a very important point here that has applications not just for the White House, not just for the president. And, of course, you notice that he really isn't taking a side here one way or the other. But it is an important lesson that we should learn. We should consider carefully the things that we say or the things that we do, not recognizing that a small statement can have a large mushrooming impact upon different situations, and people who are listening can hear differing things. It is a sound piece of counsel. This whole matter, one does not yet know where this is going to end, but surely the chaos theory is at work based on Judd here, because one very small statement made by the president has a habit of joining forces with some other events and creating quite a large mass of activity. There are three separate investigations presently at work here, and one must admit that some of the actions taken, some of the connections have been explored by the administration are very weird, very questionable, especially the one where his son-in-law has been requesting a secret channel. And a secret channel is one thing, but to request to have that secret channel only in the Russian facilities so that the American facilities will not have access to any of the information is incredibly chilling, and of course will now create even a greater chaos than before. As I said before, this is an important lesson for us here. We should carefully consider the things that we do, because they can have some very, very large repercussions, long-term repercussions, especially those of us who seek to set the right example for our children, and set the right example for those with whom we come in contact so that their lives might truly reflect the love of God and the power that he has. So today, as you go forward, let us carefully consider these issues. I am sure that as we go day by day, there will be more to look at where this is concerned, and how it plays out will have a direct impact on everything that we do in the future. It will have an impact on the economics. It will have an impact on our military expansion. It'll have an impact on our religious worship, as you can see moving in this direction already. All of this has been foretold by our Lord and Savior. He has told us in advance that we must be prepared for the final movements, which will be rapid ones. We must recognize how important it is that we develop an attitude of faith in him so that we might make the right decisions always, that there can never be a time in our lives where we are misled or panicked into circumstances beyond our control. So today, as we go forward, let us lift up our children in prayer. Also, let us ask God to guide our families. You know, I always remember Job's prayer for his children. Even though he was pretty sure that they understood who God was, he set sacrifices in place in case they had sinned. And sometimes we know where our families stand, but it's always a good thing to lift them up in prayer and to ask God to give them the strength that they need to stand firm. Satan does not let go. He keeps coming after you, especially after your children. Let God today guide you in the path of righteousness so that you might walk and be ready for his soon appearing. We thank you, Father, that you continue to guide us day by day. We also are grateful that whatever the events might be, we know that you are indeed in control. We place ourselves, therefore, under your control, asking that you would continue to lead us in the path of righteousness. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. This has been Morning Manna, May the 28th, 2017.